Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, I got 518. Lee Brand Jewelers is our 5 o'clock sponsor. Luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrand.com. Boy, we got a lot of sports today, and luckily we have Holy Crap It Is Sports with Pete Davis.
He swings and hits one deep to left field. That's going to fly on back. That's going to fly on out of here. Adam Duvall just cranked one over the left field wall. It's a two-run home run. And the Braves have a 5-0 lead on Rodgers and the Marlins here in the sixth.
Ben Ingram on 680 The Fan right there. Pretty good game. Max Fried channeled the late, great Warren Spahn on Spahn's birthday yesterday to throw a Maddox, a complete game blanking the Marlins 5-0 in Truist Park last night. Max needed just 92 pitches, 69 strikes to complete the three-hit shutout. What is a Maddox? Do you know
that? A Maddox is a guy who, I think one game, he in nine innings, he threw nine pitches an inning for a total of 80 pitches. He struck out all the 18. I mean, it was unbelievable. He just
admit you don't know.
I have no idea.
Just cut bait right now.
It didn't take him long to strike to get people out. He didn't make a lot of pitches. He was that good.
Maddox is any shutout of at least nine innings on fewer than 100 pitches.
Yeah.
Maddox did 13 of those, including 10 times with the Braves. Who is number two behind Maddox for doing a Maddox
of
on the Braves?
On the Braves?
Tom Glavine.
He's a lefty.
Either Glavine. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Tom Glavine. Who was in the TV booth for the first time this year yesterday, by the way.
I missed that. I'll be darned.
Yeah. Big fan of C.J. Nitkowski's espresso machine they have up there in the booth.
Big fan
of that, he says. by the way, Tom has five Maddoxes, by the way. Now has three. Here's how the game ended.
Now the 0-1 pitch on the way to De La Cruz. Ground ball out to short, taken by Arcia. He slings it to first. What a performance. Max Fried goes the distance. It's a shutout in Atlanta as the Braves take the game 5-0 on the shoulders of their brilliant lefty, Max Fried.
Mr. Ingram again there. Braves go for the sweep of the fish tonight. 0-1 righty Sixto Sanchez for Miami against the 2-0 Reynaldo Lopez with his ERA of 0.50.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good.
Yowie.
Jared Kelnick in left field tonight. Chadwick Tromp catching Luis Guillorme at second base. The Braves have the third best front office in Major League Baseball.
Okay. Third best front office? What do they mean? The executives who run the club? Is that what they're talking about?
That's right. Okay. That's right. According to a survey of The Athletic of 40 executives, Atlanta placed in third place behind the Dodgers and Tampa Bay. Let's recap here. The Dodgers have won one World Series since 1989, and that was in the asterisk year of 2020. Tampa Bay has zero World Championships, and we're third? Are they high?
Yeah. I wonder what they mean by that. I mean,
I think because Alex Anthopoulos has cleaned everybody's clock so many times in trades that they're just holding a grudge at this
point. Jeez.
Happy birthday to Chipper Jones. He turns, how old do you think Chipper is today?
Oh, he's got to be, 51.
Close, 52.
I'll be damned. Total guess.
52.
Excellent.
Seems like yesterday he was a rookie coming up.
I remember running down that first baseline and crippling himself.
And
wait a whole another year. Oh, my God. The big show. No.
It's the Braves, but the different time.
Oh, Lordy.
And how is catcher Sean Murphy coming along with his rehab? Well, he's throwing at full speed, doing everything pretty much except swinging the bat. Slow and steady the course. Could be back in a couple weeks.
Oh,
so
that's
good. Good news.
And the bat swing, by the way, wasn't there a player? Who's it? Broke his freaking rib swinging a bat too hard on a
Bellinger?
Yeah, no.
Did Bellinger
broke a rib swinging too hard.
Ooh. Anyway, I saw he got a broken rib. I didn't know if he did
it
swinging.
Yeah, I think that was it.
So
I think it was swinging.
Story.
Yeah.
No. Remember that rabbit-eared umpire who threw Aaron Boone out of the Yankees game the other day for something the manager never said?
Yeah.
someone has changed the ump's bio on Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
It now reads, Harry Hunter Wenzelstedt III is a blind and deaf American baseball umpire.
Well, Wenzelstedt, I mean, what's he like, the third in line now of that family for umpires?
At least two.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, at least two. NFL draft is tomorrow. As of right now, the Falcons have the 8th pick in the draft in round one. They have 1 pick in round two, 2 picks in round three, 1 each in the 4th and the 5th, then 2 again in the 6th round. Now repeat what I just told you.
Well, they have a pick round with the first round. They have one. They have the 8th pick,
two, three,
and then
four,
they have
five,
one in the
six,
second
seven,
round.
Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
One in
so
the second round.
We're on the same page.
And three
we
in the third round. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what are they
going to
do with it? What are they
going
to do with it, Pete?
I don't know what they're going to do with it. Probably defense.
I would think
probably
they'd defense. Get the guy from Alabama. Man, he's fast and nasty. That defensive pass rusher guy. Anyway.
And the football player, too.
And the football player, too.
The Heisman Trust has finally joined the 21st century due to enormous changes in the college football landscape.
Yeah.
The Trust will reinstate Southern Cal Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy, which they took away from him years ago for taking money to get his parents a house. I wonder if Reggie will tell them to stuff it. Would you take back the Heisman Trophy?
Well, I think he's already said he's honored, and you can't take away what God gave you. And so I think he'd be very happy to. I think he's happy to take it, and I think the school's going to put it back on display, or the imitation one that they used to have on display.
He
they're putting
gets,
it back too,
yeah.
And he gets back
he gets
his
a
original.
Replica.
Oh, he gets
no,
a replica?
He gets a replica.
Oh,
I think
okay.
He gets the replica.
Well, the school is putting back whatever they took off. They're putting it back up there, too. So, anyway.
Well, I'd put it up for auction if I
well,
was
Well, after
him,
what's going
anyway.
On, though, I mean, you mentioned the first line. After what's been going on lately in college football,
yeah,
they took away his
ridiculous.
Heisman Trophy? Please.
The Grand Poobahs will also allow Reggie to attend future Heisman Trophy ceremonies. How sporting of them.
Oh,
aren't they
God.
Just a bunch of swell
freaking
fellas?
Offensive, yeah.
Just in case you are worried that the top PGA Tour golfers may be having to check the sofa for loose change to meet their next Bentley payment,
yeah.
Worry no more.
Oh.
The PGA Tour is going to hand out loyalty checks to golfers for not jumping to the LIV Tour. Tiger Woods is going to get...
we lost you for a second. Tiger what now?
Tiger Woods is going to get how much?
As a loyalty check to say thank you for not jumping ship. Wow. $41,000.
Higher.
$62,000.
Higher.
$74,700.
Is this higher. In the six figures?
$91,000.
$100 million.
Oh, no, that's not, you can't be saying, where are they going to get $100 million to say thanks for not going to the other guys?
They just signed a big company that's joined on with them and everything and has given them billions of dollars,
oh
and
God,
so they got
for,
the money.
And yeah. Where they're going to make, how much, it's going to be all pay-per-view to watch golf now for $1 million a month or so? How are they going to make up the
I
money for that?
Oh, Rory McIlroy is getting $50 million.
Holy.
Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. $30 million apiece.
I don't believe that can't be right. That can't be
it's
right.
True. It's true. It's
oh
true.
Oh my God!
I don't make things up.
Yeah, not much.
NBA playoffs. The defending champion Nuggets overcame that 20-point hole to beat the Lakers the other night. But the big action was in the stands as MVP Nikola Jokic's brother Stronja did what most of us had wanted to do: punch out a Lakers fan. To his credit, the fan took the bop to the jaw and was still standing afterwards.
Huh?
Police are looking into the matter.
Huh.
It's so strange, though. You know what? Serbians are usually so easygoing calm and peaceful people, always getting along with their neighbors, the Bosnians, Croats, Herzegovinians.
Yeah.
It's like living next to Buddhist monks or Mormon elders. I just don't get this at all. Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark just signed an 8-year deal with Nike for $28 million American dollars. Her sleek, newly designed sports shoe is made with the finest Corinthian leather, harvested from free-range leopards. The laces are made from pure Indiana corn silk as an homage to Caitlin's Midwestern home and Iowa roots. By the way, Dave Portnoy says Nike's ripping her off at $28 million. So.
Well, I mean, think about it. They gave that to Tiger for like every 4 months or something. I mean, so, you know.
Yeah. And Ali Haibadi is an Iranian MMA fighter. Or was.
Mm.
In Moscow, Russia, Friday night, Ali thought it would be a good idea to kick the ring girl as she was walking around holding up her sign.
Oh, my. That can't be smart.
So after he lost the bout with the Russian fighter, Ali tried to walk out of the ring. He got about, 5 feet before the angry crowd chased him down and pummeled him senseless. One Russian even found a chair to hit him in the head with. He's brought a foreign object into the ring to use against the foreigner. Ali Haibadi has been kicked out of the MMA league, and if I was him, I'd get the hell out of Russia pretty quickly.
Oh, they,
you don't kick the Russian girl
in
front of Russians.
Idiot.
That's pretty stupid. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes wants to host Saturday Night Live. There's just one problem. He suffers from a touch of glossophobia. What is glossophobia?
Glossophobia? I don't know. Being on
the fear of being on live TV?
On stage?
Public speaking.
Public speaking, yeah.
Public speaking, which is weird since he's spoken at news conferences all the time in front of a crowd of people. He says he's afraid of reading off cue cards, and he blames a traumatic experience at the ESPYs a while back for giving us this fear.
Yeah, that's nothing. Wait, he tries it for the Veterans Affairs Committee of Cobb County that time, and that's why I got that whole digastrolostomy or whatever the hell they call it there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It only took 8 minutes to bring a story
around. Well, I have that. I can talk on the radio, but I'm not doing any more public speaking ever. I'm never going to give another speech.
God.
Ever.
I still would pay good American dollars for any videotape of that.
Oh, please, God. It was so bad. I was so embarrassed and humiliated. and by the way, Moby, the famous former country disc jockey guy, was the MC of the event. I was awarded a thing for the Vietnam thing for the it was Vietnam Veterans Day, Cobb County, whatever. Anyway, and I was horrible. I was embarrassing and horrible and stupid and, God. And Moby was the best MC I've ever seen. He was smooth and, anyway, so. He was good and I was bad.
Just 2 weeks after his death comes news that a movie showing O.J. Simpson was innocent of the two murders is under production.
Oh my.
It's being described as a satirical thriller. We'll focus on the real-life attorney named Doug McCann, who was apparently sucked into conspiracy theories during the trial. Now, Owen Wilson, the actor considered perfect for the role, immediately turned down the opportunity. Quote, "If you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me," end quote. Wilson told the director. Wilson was offered $12 million for the role.
Man.
His agent said you should take it, and Owen said, nah.
Oh, my goodness. If I did it.
If I did it.
I love it.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.